heading to all the way to Cass County Courthouse in Fargo and visit with NDSU Extension Cass County Jake Maurer. Hello, Jake.
Hey there, Mick. How's it going today?
Oh, man. It's going great because the weather is just like perfect. We've got the first day of June. School's out. Crops are growing. Most everybody's seeded. Can life get any better?
Well, I can say there's some folks, they've been watching the markets, and it's been a disappointing nearby month to be kind of playing around. So I can say there's probably some negativity out there. And as I've kind of told a few people that, you know, this crop itself, it's already coming up, you know, in the best way that it could. You know, we've got it in, you know, great timing. We got our pre-emerge herbicides on it. We've got all these things going for it. It's looking as good as can be. But it's one of those crops that's almost doomed to fail in a sense because we have so much over anticipation. We need so much out of this crop to be successful and to repeat historically high yields, to repeat, you know, this, you know, increased income on the farm, and has so many things going against it that I feel like there's almost a negative connotation to what's already looking like a great crop.
It's kind of like the eighth grade science teacher who expects more out of you than you can perform for.
That's right.
Got it. Well, but it with keep having weather like this, I mean, 82, 83 degrees, I mean, that's perfect for corn development.
Oh, it doesn't get any better than that. I was just putting together a report. That's what's kept me in the office all day instead of being outside playing where I want to be. Looking at the numbers, we're about, you know, between 70 and 80 heat units behind last year. And so, you know, we need some sunshine, some more days like this to get us back on track. I mean, you know, moisture levels are about a quarter inch to an inch lower in some areas, in some cases almost 3 inches lower than last year. But, you know, there are a few things that we certainly wouldn't turn down at this point, but all in all, I'd say we're in good shape. We really are.
Excellent. Yeah, a little dry, a little cooler,
yep.
You know, but I think the cool is behind us now, so let's go for it. All right, any words of wisdom to share with farmers in the area?
Well, I could definitely tell you some things to be keeping an eye on. Flag the technology is a big deal. That's the campaign going across the country right now about all the soybean traits, making sure that you're taking note of what's in your field, what's in your neighbor's field when it comes to soybean traits. Be on the lookout for stripe rust. That's making its way up from the south, especially if you have some winter wheat acres out there. And know that also there's some ongoing research going on with stand counts, going on with economic research on technology, just different things going on that, you know, over the course of the season you'll probably hear a little bit more about. But those are kind of the things that we've got going on right now.
Excellent. All right. You mentioned you were heading out and about. You're going to go see some drones fly today or what?
That's the plan anyway. We're going to go out with John Nowatzky's UAS crew, all of his grad students. They've got some new toys that they're trying out this afternoon, and so we're going to go and do some stand counts on some barley, I think, over in Castleton.
All right. Well, I think he originally started doing stand counts on corn. Compared to barley, I think corn was easy. Now he's going to up the challenge a little.
Huh? Absolutely. That's we're always trying to find new ways to improve.
All right. Excellent. All right. Jake Maurer, NDSU Extension, Cass County. Thank you for the report and the positivity and the reality check. And we hope you have a good rest of the week, Jake.
You all do the same as well. Thank you, Mick.
You're welcome. Talk to you again.